Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some days you know your news team is going to be tested.
Well, it was a rehearsal yesterday. It is the real thing this morning, a Long Island Railroad strike.
Sometimes you wait over 50 years for a story.
The Stanley Cup glittering in the sunlight as the ticker tape floats down. Chance of let's go Rangers.
And then some things you just couldn't even imagine.
They do not want O.J. Simpson to kill himself. He's in the back of the vehicle.
But on WCBS News Radio 88, it all happened in one day.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 17th. I'm Bridget Quinn.
I'm Jeff Kaplan. There is no service on the Long Island Railroad this morning. Mayor
Giuliani strike on the LIRR, the nation's largest commuter railroad, left over 100,000 riders scrambling for alternate transportation. A problem compounded by hundreds of thousands of Rangers hockey fans expected in Manhattan for the Stanley Cup parade. The WCBS satellite truck hit the road. Chopper 88 took to the skies, and our reporters went out in full force. It was time for Long Islanders and the WCBS news team to go to work.
It's buses, subways, and cars this morning for Long Island Railroad riders. WCBS reporter Lou Miliano was there in Melville as the negotiations broke up early today.
When he announced the walkout, Union Chief Ed Yule said he'd be in his office in the morning if someone wanted to call him about resuming contract talks. MTA Chairman Peter Stengel didn't sound like he'd be on the phone right away, at least not to Yule.
The paperwork for Congress to end the strike is ready. Long Island Congressman Peter King told us about it here on News Radio 88 about an hour ago.
We have legislation drafted, which will be introduced this morning.
Helping you map out your moves to work this morning in the traffic center, here's Tom Kaminsky. Listen closely now, Tom.
All right, and Jeff, the charter buses are up and running.
Let's go to Hicksville.
That's right, the transportation center there, and WCBS reporter Ellen Mitchell.
Bridget, the transportation center is a misnomer this morning. There's just nobody here, and yet this is supposed to be a major bus staging area.
That's why Neil Bush is up in Chopper 88, an early start for Neil. What do you see?
Well, Jeff, I see that I think we're going to be in a little trouble this morning. We have some bumper-to-bumper delays coming out of Nassau County. And in the case of the Northern State, oh, well, that whole course from Glen Cove Road to the Cross Island, we're seeing brake lights light up as traffic heads westbound.
And I've been hearing from Neil Bush, a lot of folks are opting to drive in, and that really is not a good idea because you've got to think of the drive back this afternoon. That is going to be the problem. The charter buses are set up. We really urge you to use them. In Suffolk County, they are set up.
WCBS reporter Tim Scheld is at the park and rail at Shea with the head of the operation there. Tim?
It's a pretty active spot, Bridget, where commuters are streaming in here, their briefcases in hands. Actually, there are some people even wearing Ranger jerseys. They're going to the celebration today, and they're not letting the LIRR strike get in their way. The commuters began arriving.
Other news this morning, the evidence is mounting against O.J. Simpson. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell is joining us live with the latest on the murder case from Los Angeles. Irene, it sounds like they have everything but a videotape. Why haven't they made an arrest?
They just said they aren't going to be rushed, so we'll see what happens today.
What happened later in Los Angeles shocked the world, and WCBS reporter Irene Cornell would be there to capture it live. Meanwhile, the morning rush was ending, and the Rangers festivities were beginning in the Canyon of Heroes.
Along the parade route, WCBS reporter Tim Scheld standing by. Timmy?
John actually smack in the middle of it. Got an idea of how excited these fans are just yet. Just listen to them. Person to person, shoulder to shoulder, curb the sidewalk in a shower of confetti. And here they are, Ranger fans, screaming so loud and so hard they're red in the face. What does it look like from above, Tom Kaminsky in Chopper 88?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, the Ranger fans have waited and waited and suffered. 54 years of pent-up emotion is now just exploding in a cascade of paper, sheets and rolls sailing down, reams of paper. We're watching people literally tossing reams of paper off of the rooftops. It is now hanging off in long streamers off the sides of the buildings. And in fact, it has reached us up here at about 1,300 feet.
WCBS reporter Rich Lamb anchoring coverage for from down there in front of City Hall.
It's unbelievable as we stand here right now with New York playing in the background, and we can see, I'm getting choked up here, the Stanley Cup. Bill Schweitzer, there it is. Unbelievable.
It's on the first float with Adam Graves, Kevin Lowe, Mike Richter holding the Stanley Cup high above him as the parade goes up Broadway.
We're waiting for this moment, and here they are roaring, absolutely roaring, enough to knock you over how loud they are, waving signs that say thank you, that say 1940.
We have this just in from Chicago. In fact, there's two quick developments now in the Long Island Railroad strike. You want to listen to this. President Clinton has today appointed two presidential emergency boards to try to end the LIRR strike. This is according to a White House announcement made in
Chicago.
Now
it's official. The curse is broken. The Rangers are number one. And New York is number one.
The CBS News time was 1:54. We're going to interrupt our live coverage of the parade celebration for the New York Rangers. Let's go to WCBS reporter Irene Cornell, live in Los Angeles. Irene?
John, it was just moments ago that the other shoe dropped. Police detectives had been meeting with the district attorney's representatives here in the criminal court building in Los Angeles, and they announced that the evidence is sufficient. O.J. Simpson has been charged with a double murder. His ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, her friend, the 25-year-old waiter, Ronald Goldman.
WCBS kept a watchful eye on Los Angeles, but the afternoon rush was building as an estimated 2 million Rangers fans, along with LIRR commuters, packed on to New York roadways and subways.
And now how are all those Long Island parade-goers going to get home? Well, not on the strike-bound LIRR, more likely the subway to the bus to the park and ride, or by car, in spite of today's gridlock alert.
The trip out to the island is in very poor shape already this afternoon. The LIE, the Grand Central, absolutely stopped cold right through Queens. The contingency plans were in place for those folks this morning. They will be in place for you this afternoon, but the trick was to take them this morning, and unfortunately now you're going to have to sit in that return trip home. Eastbound side of the Belt Parkway loaded up.
At 4:50 p.m., a stunning development heard live on WCBS.
Mr. Simpson, in agreement with his attorney, was scheduled to surrender this morning to the Los Angeles Police Department. Initially, that was 11 o'clock. It then became 11:45. Mr. Simpson has not appeared. The Los Angeles Police Department right now is actively searching for Mr. Simpson.
WCBS News Time 601. We're going to join the news conference now at the prosecutors, the district attorney, Garcetti.
Simpson is a fugitive of justice right now. And if you assist him in any way, you are committing a felony. Think about it.
Mr. Robert Kardashian, who is one of Mr. Simpson's closest and dearest friends, who will read a letter that O.J. Simpson wrote.
Don't feel sorry for me. I've had a great life, great friends. Please think of the real O.J. and not this lost person. Thanks for making my life special. I hope I helped yours. Peace and love, O.J.
More than 5 minutes before any other news radio station in New York, WCBS was reporting one of the most shocking stories in history.
They've tracked him through the cell phone calls. He made two of them within the past hour. That they were trying to keep quiet until they actually spotted the Bronco, and now they have. They have put out a bulletin saying that they believe O.J. Simpson is armed and dangerous, and they are probably very concerned about his state of mind, too. We've just gotten information that he's sitting in the car with a gun pointed at his own head.
Mm.
He had just written the letter intending to be his last words to the world.
People hearing this, Irene, obviously have to be pinching themselves. Have you, with all your years of experience in covering all kinds of crime stories, have you ever been exposed to something like this?
This one really takes it all, Bob. This was amazing. The common wisdom was that O.J. Simpson would not run. Where would he flee? With the most recognizable face in the world. What would he do?
And it's at a leisurely pace. This is not a high-speed chase. It almost looks like it's a police escort, but it's anything but.
Right. It's about 30 to 40 miles an hour with a convoy of police just rolling along behind, and those officers must be scratching their heads. consulting with headquarters, saying, what do we do now? And now you can see people just crowding onto the freeway, waving as it goes by. They're on the actual roadway. They're coming in ahead of the van, waiting, and then waiting.
We're getting coverage from our sister station, KNX News Radio in Los Angeles. Our own reporter, Irene Cornell, is there, and we'll be hearing from her as well shortly.
This is insane. I've never seen anything like this. Mr. Simpson, OJ, please. He's now pulling into his residence. We don't know what's going to happen. The pursuit is over. He's now stopped in the driveway. Officers are walking up to the vehicle. They're carrying somebody.
Go ahead, Bob.
OJ is in custody. We understand OJ is in custody. They're calling a code 4. I'm trying to get... Stay with me.
Yeah, tell us what a code 4 is, Bob.
A code 4 means all clear, all safe.
The thing about that journey on the highways, Mitch, was it looked like a movie, but nobody had written the script. It was being ad-libbed as everybody went along. I mean, it was amazing, every aspect of it. It just was riveting.
It was one of the most demanding, most diverse days for news we've ever faced. And WCBS delivered the accuracy, drama, and dependability our listeners have come to expect. WCBS, News Radio 88. All news, all day, all night.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.